What an honor to be here. Man, it's so, you look forward to your Friday, to your Shabbat, your Friday evenings and your Saturday morning, and your Saturdays, because it's an appointed time. Man, and you don't want to miss appointments. You know, we miss appointments often, or we have missed appointments often, meaning like appointments that you might have set for yourself, like, you know, doctors or dentists, or, you know, you can easily reschedule those if you don't feel like going. Listen, there's no rescheduling Shabbat. There's no rescheduling this appointment. It's a commandment. It's a must. You have to be here. You should want to be here. And after last Shabbat, I mean, getting what we got, it should have been bubbling up inside of us all week. Talking about that pay and that vav. And the season we're in, we're paying Bob with your speech and the connect, for him to connect you and Shua. This got on me. I didn't know which way I was going to go tonight. I read Genesis 48 again. I'm like, man, we've been in 48 for a minute now. And then Pastor just covered all the 48, the whole chapter. I said, well, let me read 49. Maybe I'm gonna talk about 49. But I couldn't shake the vibe. I couldn't shake connected. Why? Because he wants us to stay connected. Because listen, if you ain't never been connected from him after being connected from him for so long, for some reason that the enemy lies to you and manipulates your mind and gets you thinking that you don't have to stay connected and you disconnect, man, that's a feeling you don't ever want to go back to. Ever. Ever. So tonight I'm gonna try to do my best to explain how important it is with that pay and vav, with our speech, especially what we're you know, going into, what we're leaning towards. We have a big project, a big project for Faith Temple Ministries that, you know, we need to be careful what we say when we addressing it, and we need to definitely be connected with our master and Elohim. So I'm going to read Habakkuk 2:2-3, just to start us off, because I want to, that is, it just does something when you read it, because listen, the vision has been cast, and what we do with it now is on us. It's not on the visionary who cast it, it's on the people, because look what it says, and Yehovah answered me and said, write the vision, which was done, and inscribe it on tablets, so that he who reads it, run. He who reads it, run. So this vision that has been cast, we need to, hopefully by now we've done got, it's been stirring up inside of us, and we're ready to run with it, or we need to start running with it. My prayer has been, I want to see that vision. I might not be able to see it to the fullest, but you gotta let me see something on that property that pertains to me. Like, if we're going for Sukkot, I want to see myself preparing a message for Sukkot. I want to see it playing. I don't care what day it is you put me in the slot, but let me see it. I want to see people. I want to see faces that I've never seen. I want to see faces that I've never seen, people I never met. That's the kind of vision I want. This is what I've been praying for since we've been on this journey. And it's a journey, and it's incredible. So we talked about the tav, the shin, the pay, and the vav. The tav's connection and completion. The shin is the fire and refining. That's another thing I've been asking for. Refine me. Fire. Put that fire in me. Burn up anything that's not aligning up to your word. Anything. I'm talking about whatever it is. If you let me see it or bring it to my attention, I want to act upon it. I don't want to wait, because waiting is, you're going to talk yourself, like you said, you're going to talk yourself right out of it. Every single time. Not sometimes, every single time. So I've been praying for that fire inside of my life. Because it totally changes you. You'll never be the same once he consumes consumes anything that's in you that's not supposed to be in you. You'll never be the same. So the pay, the mount and proclamation, and the vav, the nail, hook, and connection. And your combined thought is a year where Elohim completes and refines through fire, calls his people to use their mouths. Man, we use our mouths for a lot of stuff. Yeah. We say a lot of stuff, and sometimes we don't even think about it. It don't matter if it can hurt somebody. If we're in our own feelings, we just let it flip, let it go. You try to catch it back, but you might dwell on and think about it later. But it's too late. It's done. The damage is done pretty much. You know, it's only up to the Father to reconcile with the mess you made. So we got to be careful with our mouths to proclaim truth and drives a nail of connection between what he has spoken and what now manifests on earth. So we're in this pay vav season, right? The year of the vav, the year of connection. Sin disconnects, but Yeshua connects us. Sin disconnects, but Yeshua reconnects. It says sin and unbelief build a barrier between a person and Elohim so that his presence, his guidance, and help are no longer experienced in the same way. Sin and unbelief build a barrier between a person and Elohim so that his presence, guidance, and help are no longer experienced in the same way. When you're not connected, the feeling is totally different. He's not making you go in the direction, well, he's trying to get you to go in the same direction as what he's wanting you to go in. But when you disconnect from him, that feeling is never the same. Now, you can, meaning like, if I'm disconnected, I've been in the service where I was disconnected from him. It's not the same feeling. It's not the same feeling that I got last Shabbat when I drove 14, 15 hours to make sure I wanted to be here to hear it. Didn't know why, but I'm so thankful I did. Not that, if I was disconnected, I would have never got that feeling. And he could have preached the same way he did. Nothing would have changed. But it's all about because I had disconnected my life. You never feel what he wants you to feel when you're connected to him. It's not a better feeling. Not a better feeling. Isaiah 59:1 says, look, the hand of Yehovah has not become too short to save, nor his ear too heavy to hear. Straight off the bat, listen what the prophet is saying. It's not because of Elohim hands too short that you're not... Or that you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Because listen at verse 2. But your crookedness. Uh-huh. But off the back, he wanted you to know it's not Elohim's fault. Because look, as believers or as individuals, the first person we're going to blame it on, if we ain't blaming it on somebody else, we're going to try to say, maybe he's not hearing me. You know, maybe this or maybe that or Elohim this or Elohim that. But no, Isaiah the prophet lets you know straight off the bat. But your crookedness has separated you from your Elohim. That's right. Not the pastor's crookedness, not your sister's crookedness, not your brother's crookedness, not a leader, not a minister. Yours, you, individual. This is personal. Remember, this is a personal relationship what we're going through right here. This is not corporate. He's not doing corporate. He's dealing with individuals in this pay-vav season. It's an individual thing. And your sins have hidden his face from you from hearing. For your hands have been defiled with blood and your fingers with crookednesses. Your lips have spoken falsehood. Your tongue mutters unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. You think our speech, you think the pay is important? You better believe the pay is important in this season. Right. Yeshua says that a branch that does not remain in him, the vine withers, is thrown away and burned, showing that disconnection from him leads to spiritual barrenness and lifelessness. There's no life. You have no life when you disconnected from him. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. So that it bears more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Stay in me, and I stay in you. As the branch is unable to bear fruit of itself unless it stays in the vine, so neither you unless you stay in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who stays in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, because without me you are able to do naught. Listen, you think it's important with that vibe, with that connection to stay in him? Why? He said, you're nothing. You're not, now, your mind can get you thinking that, you everything. You don't need Elohim. What you need him for? Try it. Listen what the master said. These are words from our master. He says, stay in me and I stay in you. As the branch is unable to bear fruit of itself unless it stays in the vine. So neither you unless you stay in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who stays in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Because without me, you are able to do naught. If anyone, verse 6, if anyone does not stay in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and throw them into a fire and they are burned. If you stay in me and my words stay in you, you shall ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. And how important it is that we get that word in us. We have to. I was thinking about that. I don't know who all has seen the little video that my brother sent out with that Asian guy with the chain, with just keeping the Shabbat. I don't remember the title of it. But listen, there was time, he didn't have his Bible in that prison, but he knew the word. He had the word in him. He still preached without having his, you know, this on your side. It's easy when you got this, but how much word we got in us? Because look, we don't know, the black horse is coming. Look, we thinking famine of food and food and food. Let's not, this could be your famine just as well. You know what they said? Hey, okay, they're coming in. Okay, now we got to take Bibles. They start with just taking your Bibles out your home. We going to survive? We better have that word in us. We better have a whole lot of it. That thing was so powerful. I told him, I said, man, I think I want to play it for tonight. I said, but it's probably like 30 minutes. He said, oh, no, it's probably an hour, my brother. Then he called me and said, no, it was 40. So I hesitated, but I said, no, I'm not going to take up too much time. But I wanted to so bad, because that right there, it shows you how when you connect it, the power, the source that flows through you, this man, they took his food from him. They wouldn't even feed him. Well, they wanted to feed him, but he was so strong in his on the what he was supposed to eat that he refused the food. And still, even though he was all frail and brittle, but he had an inner strength that we need to tap into. For this season right here, that's the kind of tapping into we need right there, that valve. That right there is what we need to tap into. This is so important. I'm telling you, I was so excited and so nervous at the same time. Apart from him, we can do nothing, meaning we cannot bear true spiritual fruit like love, joy, peace, self-control, without abiding in him. When we stop abiding in Messiah, we lose the deeper inner joy, peace, and assurance that comes from walking closely with him. Closely. Right when you think you're close, you need to get closer. Closer. Why? Because listen, you don't know how miserable it is when you lose your inner joy and peace. From a disconnect, you lose that. And that's miserable, man. That is so miserable. Without a living connection to Elohim, we cannot resist self-love. You can't resist self-indulgence and temptation to sin in the same way, and we become more open to spiritual darkness without that living connection. But praise be to Yehovah, we have a living connection. Anybody want to guess what his name is? Let me read it to you just in case. Yeshua is the living vibe between Elohim and man. John 14:6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's our living vibe right there. That is our living connection. We have a living connection. We have an example. Yeshua reconnects. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one Elohim and one mediator between Elohim and men, the man, Yeshua. The man Messiah, Yeshua. In verse 6, who gave himself as a ransom for all. How many? For all. Sin disconnected us from the tree of life. Sin disconnected us, and we was connected to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But praise be to Elohim that he set that vow to reconnect us to that tree of life. Amen. He says, for which I was appointed a proclaimer and an emissary, I'm speaking the truth in Messiah and not lying, a teacher of the nations in belief and truth. And how many know connections always comes with a cost? I will reconnect what it, you know, costs us what? Humility, humbling ourselves. But it costs someone out his life in order for us to be reconnected. So you think the vibe is important? Colossians 1 verse 15, starting with verse 15. Who is the likeness of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of all creation? Because in him we were created, all that are in the heavens and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or rulerships or principalities or authorities, all have been created through him and for him. And he is before all, and in him all hold together. And he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he might become the one who is first in all. Because in him all the completeness was well pleased to dwell, and through him to completely restore to favor all unto himself, whether on earth or in the heavens, having made peace through the blood of his state. Cost somebody something. It cost a life. It cost a life, and it cost Yeshua his life. And look, he did it willingly. Said it was like a sheep to the slaughter. He opened not his mouth. Why? Because he knew. He knew that because of sin, disconnect, if he didn't lay his life down and do what he did, there was no connection back to the Father. None. Yeshua connected us not by words only, but by his own body. Matthew 27, verse 27. Starting with verse 27. I want to read that. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yeshua into the court and gathered the entire company of soldiers around him. And having stripped him, they put a scarlet robe on him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head. Look, just think about that as we're reading it, because we're talking about how Yeshua, as I'm reading this, because we're talking about how important it is, you know, that it cost somebody their life for us to be reconnected back to the Elohim. They put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they kneeled down before him and mocked him, saying, "Greetings, sovereign of the Yehudim." And spitting on him, they took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, then put his own garments on him and led him away to be impaled. And as they were going out, they found a man of Cyrene, Shimon, by name. They compelled him to bear his stake. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him wine mixed with bile to drink. And after tasting, he would not drink it. And having impaled him, they divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be filled what was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. And sitting down, they guarded him there, and they put up over his head the written charge against him. This is Yeshua, the sovereign of the Yehudim. And I put that in there because, like I said, it cost someone their life. It cost our master his life. And all he's asking for us is to love him and to serve him with everything that is in us. And to die to self, if you want to say it's costing you something. Yeah, you got to die to self as well. But it didn't cost us no beating. It didn't cost us no mocking. It didn't cost us, you know, no spitting. Ain't nobody spit on me. Ain't nobody beat me on the head with a rod and thorns. Think about that. Think how important. Think how important it is to be here to hear his word every Shabbat. Or every opportunity we get. Bible study, whatever it is. It's all honoring him. And there's also, you can read Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. So staying connected to Yeshua means what? Remaining loyal to his teaching, walking in his ways, and keeping covenant with Elohim. That's how we stay connected. Connection to Yeshua means walking the same path he walked. But yet believers these days, not all believers, but some, you know, they just think that you can walk any which way you want to walk. and you're still connected. No, it's not what the scripture says. You got to, in order to stay connected, you got to walk in his ways. You got to keep covenant with Elohim. What's the covenant tonight? Being here on Shabbat. Connection to Yeshua means walking the same path he walked. Loving Elohim fully. Loving others. And living Torah with a transformed heart. The heart of staying connected. From a Hebrew perspective, staying connected to Yeshua means clinging to him. And where are we seeing that at? Ruth. And that the clinging to him is Davak. Davak. D-A-V-A-Q. Ruth 1:14, start with verse 14. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clung to her. Ruth clung to her. We need to cling to the Messiah. We need to cling to him. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to your people and to her mighty ones. Go back, follow your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or to go back from following after you. For wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you stop over, I'll stop over. Your people is my people, and Elohim is my Elohim. That's how you cling to the Father. That's what you need to tell. That's what we need to tell Yeshua. Wherever you go, I'm gonna go. Wherever you stop, I'll stop. When you say go, I'll go. When you say speak, I'll speak. And when you wearing ZZs, I should be wearing ZZs. Was going to Shabbat, and they had to travel, like by foot and donkey. We get to just ride an AC in a vehicle, and we make every excuse in the world sometimes not to come. But clinging to him, just like Ruth did, just like they did right here in Ruth. Wherever you die, I die, and there I shall be buried. Yehovah, do so to me, or more also, for death itself parts you and me. Debt itself. That's the kind of commitment I want to make to the Father. The only thing that's going to separate me from you is debt. Amen. And that's just for a short period of time. Because when he returns, I mean, man, what an exciting time that's going to be. But this is where I want to be. This is my mindset. These are my prayers. These are things I'm shifting in my life that I need to do. That I need to do. Because that's the only thing that want to separate me from him is death. I don't want nothing else to interfere. I want to be strong mentally, physically. I want to be sharp to where if you don't have this and the enemy's attacking you, listen, he's not only going to attack you when you're studying. He's attacking you on your job. You're driving to work. You're driving home. You're on the job, wherever he's at. How much word you got in us to defend him when you're on the job? What you going to do? Oh, let me go. Hold on, House of Time. Let me go run and get my Bible. No, man, we better know this stuff. And when she saw that she was strengthening herself to go with her, she ceased to speak to her. How amazing is that? Huh? How amazing is it going to be after this testing time that Yehovah sees that we stand firm in him and going to walk out the path that he wants for our life without quarreling, without debating, without trying to reason with ourselves when he says go or say or do, not trying to find an excuse not to. You said it, I'll do it. I should want to do it. If he said, I should want to do it. Put it to you that way. We got some adjusting to do. I do. I have some adjusting to do, a lot. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he put this upon. I'm thankful he didn't, he stuck with me and say, the vibe. Don't read nothing else. Talk about the vibe and the pay, because that's how important it is this season that we're in. Walking in his way, Jeremiah 7:23. But this word I did command them, saying, obey my voice, and I shall be your Elohim, and you be my people, and walk in all the ways. Not some ways. We need to walk in all of them. What you mean all of them? The ones that you don't like? The ones you quite don't even understand yet. But you do it because he tells you to do it. Because he asks you to do it. Because he commands us to do it. Should be an honor. Even if you don't, Even if it's just a little uncomfortable, do it. Why? Because you're not pleasing nobody. You're not looking to please man or yourself. You're looking to please him. Amen. So walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, so it would be well with you. Psalms 56, verse 1. Show me favor, because we're walking in his way, right? We want to walk in his way. Show me favor, Elohim, for man will swallow me up. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My enemies will swallow me up all day long, for many are fighting against me, O Most High. In the day I am afraid, I trust in you. In Elohim, whose word I praise, in Elohim I have trusted. I do not fear. What could flesh do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They stir up strife. They hide. They watch my steps as they lie in wait for my life. Because of wickedness, cast them out. Put down the people in displeasure, Elohim. You have counted my wanderings. You put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? My enemies turn back in the day I call. This I know because Elohim is for me. In Elohim, whose words I praise, in Yehovah, whose word I praise. Listen, if you're not connected, he's not doing none of these things for you. He's going to let the enemy eat you alive until you've been had enough. But that's the connection. When you're disconnected, this is what's going to happen. This is what he's going to allow to happen. In Elohim, whose word I praise. In Yehovah, whose word I praise. In Elohim, I have trusted. I do not fear. What can men do to me? O me, O Elohim, are your vows. I render praises to you. In verse 13, this is the one I want to get to. For you have delivered my life from debt, my feet from stumbling, that I might walk before Elohim in the light of the living. In the light of the living, I will walk before Elohim. Listen, we... Not only do we have to stay connected to him with that vibe through Yeshua, but we have to stay connected together. Amen. We have to stay connected together. Listen, it's no better feeling that when you're going through something, you can pick up the phone and call, or you can send a text and say, hey, brother, I'm going through it. Pray for me. Pray for me. I need prayer. That's it. It's just that simple. Why? Because we got to stay together. Because listen, if we think that the enemy is not going to fight us on this journey that we say we putting feet to faith, we got to stop kidding ourselves. We got to stop kidding ourselves. So it's important that not only we stay connected to Yeshua, but with each other. Very important. Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the master, to walk worthily of the calling which you were called. And pretty much the majority of us in here was on the minister's retreat. Guess what our calling is? Faith Temple, ministry to ministers, to ministers, ministries, ministry to ministries. That is our calling, in case you haven't noticed. So if we want to walk like he walked, we got to, right here. All I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the master, to walk worthy of the calling. You might say, well, I don't have a calling. I wasn't called to pastor. I wasn't called to preach. I wasn't called to do this. Or I wasn't called to that. You was called, if you're part of this ministry, this is your calling. This is part of your calling. If you're part of Faith Temple Ministry, this is your calling. So you don't have to look no more after tonight. Don't worry about what my calling is. This is your calling, to be minister to ministries. With all humility. Why? Because not all of them is going to be like us. People think different. We have to walk humbly before them. And with meekness. Amen. With patience. Why? Not everybody's going to be on board just because something has been said. Some people, it takes a little longer. You got to meet people where they're at. But you don't throw them away. You still love on them. Yeshua, did the master throw us away? Did Elohim throw us away? You know how patient he was with me? Man, you know how much humility and meekness he showed me after spitting in his face? Bearing with one another in love. In love. Being eager to guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One body, one Spirit, as you also were called in one expectation of your calling. How many? One body, one Spirit. We're one body right here. There's only one Spirit we're seeking, and that's His Spirit. We're not seeking many spirits. There's only one true Spirit that we should be seeking. I'm hoping we're seeking that, just that one Spirit. I know we are. I mean, we got to. If the word we've been getting right here, if we ain't seeking that one Spirit, then we got, it ain't the Word, it ain't the Elohim, it ain't the Vav, it ain't Yeshua. It's us. One Master, one belief, one immersion. One Elohim and one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, favor was given according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, you don't know how bad you need favor until you need it. Till you need that grace. And every morning is grace. Every morning we wake up and open our eyes, that's grace bestowed upon us every single day. And we take that for granted. We do not give him the honor that he deserved when we open up our eyes. Because we don't look at it that way. We don't think that it's just like, oh, well, I'm waking up. I got to go to work. Got to go to wherever, you know. Boom, 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 boom. Run. Go, go, go. But just to stop and think, that was his grace that kept me all night long. I woke up with not have to worry about calling the ambulance to come get me or nothing. I woke up absolutely perfectly fine. But that's his grace. I don't never want to forget that. John 8:12. Therefore, Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but possesses the light of life. Listen, we're not walking around here with the lights off or blindfolds over our eyes. If we walk in, if we follow in him, if we follow in our master, if we're walking in his ways, if we're talking like he's talking, acting like he's acting, loving like he's loving, he says, you're not in darkness. He says, you possess the light of life. Deuteronomy 5:29-33. Oh, that they had such a heart in them to fear me and to guard all my commands always, so that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Go, say to them, return to your tents, but you stand here by me and let me speak to you all the commands and the laws and the right rulings which you are to teach them, and that you shall do in the land which I am giving them to possess. Listen, that should be a prayer for when we put out, when we have our first service up there in Goshen land. Why? Because this is what we want to. We want to make sure we're doing this right here on that property. We're doing it here, but we're going to take it up to another level when we step on Goshen land for good. You know, when we're claiming that, because we're claiming it as ours right now by belief, by faith, we're going to claim it. But one day we're going to hold the deeds in our hands. It's going to be Faith Temple Ministries, amen. Goshen land, right? It will be. It will be. It has to be. Speech. I will pray. Remember, we got to talk. Hey, we can't be talking. Well, I don't know if he's going to do it. No, he's going to do it. It's going to be ours. We're claiming it. We're claiming it's ours. Why? Because when we stand there, we stand here with him, we're going to let him speak to us all the commands, not some of the commands. We want to do all his commands that we can in our power. We want to do them all. And his laws and his right rulings, which he is going to teach us. And that we and they shall to do them in the land which he is given them to possess. He's given that land. We're going to possess it. Amen. We're going to possess it. Amen. And you shall guard to do as Yehovah your Elohim has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. What are you telling you? Stay focused. Stay focused. Don't worry about what's going on inside you. Don't worry about what people's saying. Don't worry about what people's doing. Don't turn to the left or to the right. You stay in my path. You walk with me. You stay yoked with me, and I'm going to lead you right where you need to go. Walk in all the ways which Jehovah Elohim has commanded you, so that you live and it be well with you. And you shall prolong your days in the land which you possess. Our days are going to be prolonged in the land we're going to possess. Everyone who walks with Elohim has a story to tell. What's y'all story? You ain't got to tell me tonight. You ain't got to say it tonight. But I'm just saying, you, everyone that walks with Elohim has a story. It's full in the Bible. David would tell you, with God, no giant is too big to defeat. That's if you listen to his story, go back and read it. That's what he's telling you. No giant is too big to defeat. Moses will tell you, God will make a way even when there is none. Mm-hmm. Elohim will make a way even when there is none. That's what Moses' story would tell you. Mm-hmm. Abraham will tell you, Elohim's promises never fails. Mm-hmm. Never fails. Mm-hmm. He can't fail you. If he's promising you something, he will bring it to fruition. You don't have to doubt it. You don't have to fear it. He never fails. Joseph, and we in Joseph, right, will tell you what others meant for evil, Elohim can use it for good. What others meant for evil, Elohim can use it for good. Noah will tell you, stay faithful even when the world doubts you. You crazy, you can't go buy that property. You couldn't build this, they said. The world. What Noah says, stay faithful even when the world doubts you. You're not, we don't do stuff for the world. We're doing it because Elohim wants us to. And even when the world doubts you, he will always, always make a way for you and see you through it. Job, powerful. Job will tell you your trials may be great, but Elohim's faithfulness is greater.
Hallelujah.
That's Job's story. You can read it. Brother Chad loves that story. I love hearing his testimony behind that story. Peter will tell you, even when you fall, this one, oh, God's grace can restore you.
Amen.
That was me. Even when you fall, God's grace can. He can. Not he might. He can and will. You just have to be willing. You have to be open to him. Walk boldly, because when you walk with Elohim, grace goes before you. Mercy walks beside you, and Elohim stands behind you. He has made a way before, and he will do it again. He has made a way before. And listen, I'm pounding about this Goshen land, because listen, this land right here, this building, they said would never happen. He made a way right here. What makes you think he's not going to make a way up there? Listen, people is hungry up there. People is hungry. This lady, Miss Mary, it's dealing with her. You know, they got to act, y'all seen the prayer text that came out? She said, hey, I want y'all to believe, because this is a 19-year-old grandson. This is a grandson. Lost an eye. And the enemy is eating at his mind. And Pastor made a statement to her that, well, the first thing we got to do, we're going to pray for his mind, for healing. Because listen, once the enemy gets in here, he has this right here. You start talking, you start saying stuff that does not line up with scripture at all. And then you start saying stuff that's going to hinder you and hinder you, your children. So look, and when he said that to her, she was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Nobody's saying that to us. Nobody's saying that to us. That's a hunger, y'all. That's a hunger. And they need that up there. And I'm so thankful that the Father's going to use us to plant us up there and do what he's calling us to do over there. So thankful. I'm sweating. That's okay. Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8. Still, we're talking about walking, right? And he's walking with us. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For it is Yehovah, your Elohim, who is going with you. Who's going with us? Yehovah Elohim.
Amen.
We ain't got to be afraid of nothing of what's happening. He's coming with us. Be strong. All he tells us is to be strong and courageous. Be bold. For it is Yehovah your Elohim is going with you. He does not fail you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Listen, even when I was not where I was supposed to be spiritually, he still had his hand of protection over my life. That right there is just mind-blowing to me, that he would never fail you. No, he never failed me. Even when I failed him often, the Father never failed me, never. And Moshe called Yehoshua and said to him, "Before the eyes of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you are going with this people to the land which Jehovah has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you are to let them inherit it."
Hallelujah.
And it is Jehovah who is going before you. Mm-hmm. I think he's really wanting us to understand who's going before us.
That's right.
So what are we worrying about? If the creator of the universe, the man, the person or individual or the whatever title you want to give the creator of the universe, spoke stuff into existence. He just speaks and things happen. Things begin to pop. So what are we afraid of if he's going with us? We got the man with us. And it is Jehovah who is going before you. He himself is with you. He does not fail you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be discouraged.
Amen.
That's walking with him. That's why it's so important to walk with him and stay with him. Number three is remembering God daily. Remembering Elohim daily. Zakar. Remember. Active awareness that produces gratitude and obedience. Deuteronomy 8:18. But you shall remember Jehovah your Elohim, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth.
Amen.
In order to establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is today. Who gives us the power to get wealth? Who gives me the power to wake up every morning? Who gives me the power to go on a job for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever the job consists of, to make the wealth to provide for my family? It's not me. It's not nothing I do. It's not, you know, but we get the big head. And it's the little things we forget to give him praise and honor for. It is him who gives us the power. But you shall remember your Elohim, for it is he who gives you power to the world in order to establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers it is today. And it shall be, if you by any means forget Jehovah. See, right there. Your Elohim, and follow other mighty ones, and serve them, and bow yourself to them, I have warned you this day that you shall certainly perish. You shall certainly perish. Like the nations which Jehovah is destroying before you, so you ought to perish, because you did not obey the voice of Jehovah, your Elohim. Obedience is the key. Obedience. If we don't be obedient, look what happens. Listen, it will happen. You might not fall out now because of his grace and his mercy. But if you continue going down the path of disconnect, that's where you're gonna wind up. You continue on the path of disobedience, that's where you're gonna wind up. Daily remembrance includes night meditation as well. When he says, you know, daily meditate on this day and night. Day and night. Daily remembrance includes night meditation. Psalm 63. O Elohim, you are my El. I earnestly seek you. My being has thirsted for you. My flesh has longed for you in a dry and thirsty land without water. Therefore, I have had a vision of you in a set apart place, to see your power and your esteem, because your loving commitment is better than life. My lips do praise you. Therefore, I bless you while I live. In your name, I lift up my hands. When we got to bless them? When we live. Because look, when you're gone, when your eyes close, it's too late to bless them then. All you can do is hope and wait. But while we're alive, we ought to be blessing him every single opportunity we get. Listen, there's a story, like I said, there's a story in each one of us. We ought to be sharing that. There's somebody every day you can minister to. Guarantee every day somebody you can minister to someone. You can tell them about Jehovah and his goodness. And it can go on and on. You can talk forever. It's just something crazy about it. When you start talking about his goodness, you can talk forever and ever and ever about him. That's what he wants. He wants us to brag on him. He wants us to tell people how good he is to us, how wonderful he's been, how caring. My being is satisfied as the marrow and fat, and my mouth praises you with singing lips. When I remember you on my bed, meditation, remember? We meditate day and night. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. In the night watches. Listen, don't think if for some reason you have been awoke at wee hours of the morning, can't fall back asleep, that's the reason. Put it to use. Meditate on him in the night watches. Sit and read something, pray, anything. But don't just sit there for hours and like, man, look at the ceiling. And then you're telling somebody the next morning, man, I'm so tired. Man, I couldn't fall back asleep. Well, if you would have did what you did, you would have had so much joy and energy, I promise you. It would have felt like you had hours of sleep. Guarantee. Try it next time he wakes you up. Get up. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing. My being has closely followed you. Your right hand did uphold me. But those who seek to destroy my life go into the lower parts of the earth. They are handed over to the power of the sword, and they become a portion of jackals. But let the sovereign rejoice in him. Let everyone who swears by him exult. For the mouth of those speaking lies is stopped. For the mouth of those speaking lies is stopped. He's going to stop the mouth of people speaking evil against you. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to react. You want to, because it's human nature. But he's telling us, nah, you don't have to. Let me handle that. And who better can handle a nasty situation than him? He's the master at it. He's the master. Remembering Elohim leads to total obedience. Psalms 119:55. I have remembered your name in the night, O Yehovah, and I guard your Torah. Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the Torah depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you guard to do according to all that is written in it, for then you shall make your way prosperous and act wisely. Think it's important to meditate on his Torah day and night? He's telling us to. Why? Because then you're going to do according to all that's in it. This was the biblical pattern of remembering Elohim every day, speaking the word, meditating on it, and living it. That's the biblical pattern of remembering Elohim every day. You want to remember him every day? You speak on his word, you speak to his word, you're meditating on it, and you're living it. Most importantly is living it. Because you can talk the talk all you want, but people's tired of people just blabbering, talking the talk. No, man, we got to walk the walk as well. We got to live it. If we're gonna preach it, if we're going to speak it, we have to live it. Because it doesn't. We're confusing the world. We're confusing the outsiders if we're not living it. We can say what we want to say all day long. We're no different from them than from them if we're not living it. Hearing and obeying, Shema. This is all connection with Yeshua's connected. This is all the connections that Yeshua does for us when we connect it to the vow. Deuteronomy 6:1, we read it every Shabbat. And this is the command, the laws and right rulings, which Jehovah your Elohim has commanded to teach you to do in the land which you are passing over to possess, so that you fear Jehovah your Elohim to guard all his laws and his commands which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, that your days be prolonged. And you shall hear, O Israel, and shall guard to do that it might be well with you, and that you increase greatly, as Jehovah Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah is one. And you shall love Jehovah with your Elohim with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your might. And these words which I'm commanding you today shall be in your heart. And you shall impress them upon your children, and shall speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And listen, that right there, that's remembering Elohim through the entire day. You want to remember him through the entire day? You do this right here. Impress them upon your children, shall speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. That's remembering Elohim through the entire day.
That's
right. It's easy. We make it difficult. And shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And it shall be, verse 10, and it shall be when Yehovah your Elohim brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham and to Yitzhak and to Yaakov, to give you great and good cities which you did not build. We didn't build none of that up there. But he's given it to us. Great cities. He's given it to us. We got to speak it, though. We got to watch our speech. Got to stay connected. I'm not going to read all of this Deuteronomy 6. I have it in here. But let's look. Number 5. Living in covenant relationship. It is less about religion and more about relationship lived out every day. Covenant relationship includes obedience and belonging. When you obey, you belong to him. You belong. That's a covenant relationship. Exodus 19:5 and verse 5 and 6. And now, if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a reign of priests and a set apart nation. Those are the words which are to speak to the children of Israel. What's belonging to him? What he says? Diligently obey my voice. Obey my commands. Guard my covenant. Guard his word. Guard it like it's like your life depending on it. Because it really does. Our life really depends on guarding his word. Everything he says for us to do. Our life depends upon it. Deuteronomy 7 verse 6, starting with verse 6. For you are a set apart people to Yehovah your Elohim. Yehovah your Elohim has chosen you to be a people for himself, a treasure possession above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Yehovah did not set his love on you, nor chose you because you were more numerous. No kidding. We very low in numbers over here. But he's not calling us because we got the numbers. He's calling us because we are obedient. Amen. Listen, and not we do fall short. We do fall short, but we don't need to stay there. We gotta dust ourselves off and get back up and try again. Go back at it again. Hit it. Listen, we hit stuff hard when we in the world. We don't let little things bother us. We fall down. We get back up and man, I'm gonna try it again. Over and over and over till we exhaust ourselves. This is not exhausting. Doing his ways, keeping his commandments, that's nothing exhausting about this. So yeah, we definitely ain't got the numbers, but I'm praying that we have a heart that's wanting to want what he want, love what he love, and hate what he hate. That's all he's wanting of us. Yehovah did not set his love on you, nor chose you because you were numerous than in any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. I don't mind being right there. I don't mind being the least of all peoples, because that's what he's looking for. He wants those that's the least of all people. He don't want the big old crowds. I mean, he wants it, but he wants it the way he describes in his word to have it, you know? But because of Yehovah loving you, and because of him guarding the oath which he swore to your fathers, Yehovah has brought you out with a strong hand and ransomed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, sovereign of Mizraim. Hallelujah. And you shall know that Yehovah your Elohim, he is Elohim, the trustworthy El, guarding covenant and loving commitment for 1,000 generations with those who love him and those who guard his commandments. Those who love him and guard his commandments. You will never see one without the other. He ain't never going to say, if you just love me, you ain't got to guard my commandment, but just love me. You know, that's what this, what a lot of denominations teach. You just do good, go to church, love everybody. You ain't got to, Yeshua came and you ain't got to do them laws no more. Them things is over and we're done with. No, that's not what he's saying. No, look, he said, guard my commands. Does his commands, where it starts at? In the very beginning. You better be guarding them from the very beginning, not just the back. But that's what they take. That's what they say, you know. Yeah, man, we ain't got to do that no more. Literally, on Facebook saying this stuff. Oh, yeah. Preaching it, teaching it. Oh, yeah. Jeremiah 31:33. Covenant written on the heart. For this is the, Jeremiah 31:33. For this is the covenant I shall make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Jehovah. I shall put my Torah in their inward parts and write it on their hearts. And I shall be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall they teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know Jehovah. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares Jehovah. For I shall forgive their crookedness and remember their sin no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, we need that. I needed that. You're talking about a promise right there that he's going to take away my crookedness and remember. We don't remember the sins, but he doesn't. He says, I will remember them no more. So we see how important it is to stay connected to that vow. Listen, it's important, so important. I can't stress it enough, church, that we stay connected. We walk in his ways and we walk in his laws. We be so obedient that, you know, you don't understand it, but you do it anyway because he says to do it. And two more little statements because this went fast. Staying connected helps you trust his path instead of your own understanding. You think it's important to stay connected to him? Why? Because you don't. If we're not trusting him, we're gonna start believing, thinking our own understanding. Listen, we know our understanding gets us in trouble. That our mind gets so squirrely at times. Half the time, you don't even know if you're coming or going when you're not connected. But when you're connected, you know where you're headed. You know where you're supposed to be. You know where you're supposed to be going. It says, staying connected helps you trust his path instead of your own understanding, reducing confusion and wasted effort. You're not confused. You're not confused when that vibe is, you connected to the vibe. When you're not connected, guess what? You're wasting effort. You're burning yourself out every single time. As you abide in him, he evolves, he involves you in what he is doing. As you abide in him, he involves you in what he's doing. Since y'all abiding in me, this is what I need y'all to do. Y'all got to go purchase the land up the road up there. Because he wants us to be involved in what he's doing. He's doing the work up there. We don't even see it yet. We're trying to wrap our mind around it. I want to see it. I want to see it spiritually bad. I'm praying for it. Let me see. I mean, you got to, like, I want to birth this baby. You know, I want to treat it like it's mine. Like, I want to grab hold of it like that. Because he's doing what he's doing. He wants to involve us in that. That's an honor. That's a privilege. You know, he chose us from where? You know how many people that's probably... He done try to get their attention to well, it's been 2-3 churches that had the property before us. But way down here, it's like, man, I got a people down there that they getting their heart right. They connecting themselves to this vibe, and I can use that. I want them to be involved. I want to be involved in that. Yo, this Sunday, you want to go see the property again? Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out how I can take off of work half the time. Like this morning. Man, I wanted so bad, I even called my boss yesterday. I said, hey, man, we got a lot going on. No, not that much, but I'm not going to be there. Why? I got something I want to do. Oh, yeah, you can go, no problem. But when he said he wasn't going to be, I was like, well, you know, if you're not going to be there, I'm going to stay then. I'm not going to go. Because I don't want to miss opportunity. I don't want to miss that opportunity. I want to feel it. I want to feel it. He involves you in what he's doing and causes your life to bear spiritual fruit and bless others. Amen. That's what we're called to do up there. Amen. We're going to bear spiritual fruit, good fruit. Not wicked fruit, not rotten fruit. We're gonna bear spiritual fruit that's going to be healing for the people, for their minds, for their souls. And then we're going to be a blessing to others. I'm believing it. I'm speaking it. I won't speak nothing else negative about it. I won't have a doubt. Even when doubt try to come, we got to take it captive. We can't play with it. We got to take it under submission of the word instantly. Why? Because we let that creep in, there goes our pay. There goes our speech. We're going to start, oh, but man, what did he really tell us to go way over there? We really this, we really that? Yeah, we really, really. He's really, really real. And he's really moving us in that right direction. And I'm excited that we're a part of it. That he's counting on us to fulfill that calling up in that area. Amen, he's good to us. So listen, it's important that this year, that this season that we in, we stay connected. Amen. Like never before. To Aviv, to Yeshua, to Elohim, and to each other. It's that serious. So yeah, I'm excited. And watch our speech. Watch the pay. Watch what you say. And like I said, the thoughts are going to come, but we don't have to dwell on it. We got to really kick it in the butt and get it out of our head, basically. Amen. He's good to us. So that's all I had. I thought it would have been long. I even stopped. I was like, man, this is a lot. I'm not going to say all that. But here we are. But yeah, I hope I expressed enough between what we got last Shabbat and what we're getting tonight, and can't wait for tomorrow morning, that vav and our pay is so important this season in our life where we're headed. I hope y'all go back and just maybe reread the notes, or even if I can, I'm going to send y'all these, because it's that important. It really is life. Those people up there, they need it. They hunger. We don't see it yet, but there's a hunger up there. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. And he's not sending us up there for nothing. He's with us. We ain't got nothing to worry about. He's with us. He's walking with us up there. He's leading us that way. So we ain't got nothing to fear. Amen. He's good to us. So that's all I have.